Sometimes, when you think of catching someone's attention, the brain automatically assumes it has to be a grand gesture or something rather embarrassing happens on your behalf to do this. And if you're wanting to impress the ladies, the last thing you want is to embarrass yourself before the conversation has even started. So to let you in on a little secret, it doesn't take a lot to impress a woman. We are not these mythical creatures who need 24-hour entertainment to prevent you from being beheaded. A little effort goes a long way. And with a little research, we've come up with a few ways that men can capture the ladies' attention and prevent themselves from being ignored, especially in the dating game. Now, I know some ladies have specific wants and needs when it comes to men in dating, and I can't speak for them individually. However, the female population as a whole has a general understanding of wanting these basics and will look for a man who has these qualities. Let's dive in deep, like and subscribe. Manners. Manners may not be the first thing that you think of when trying to get a woman's attention, but they are very important when it comes to how you interact with them and the people around you when you are together. It says a lot about you and how you view yourself. Those who think they are more important and above others tend to talk down to people as if they are just not worthy of human decency. Say please and thank you. Watch how you speak to your servers if you are on a date. Always say please and thank you. There is a very popular saying, treat the janitor the same way you would treat the CEO, which highlights that your position in society does not determine the person you are. We are all humans, and at the end of it all, we all end up in the ground. Nobody is above anybody, and if you treat someone badly because of something they cannot control, well, it says a lot more about your character than theirs. So, date etiquette. Women love a man with manners. When you are on a date, especially an evening meal, pull out your lady's chair and help her to scoot in. Ask if she would like you to order for her. Don't be offended if she doesn't. Some women do like this. And be polite. Whether it's your first or your 50th conversation, always be mindful of your words and tone of voice. Never talk down to your partner, or anyone for that matter, and always approach a situation with an open mind. Plan. We have all been in a situation where we want to spend time with someone, but it doesn't feel like they want to make the effort, and it can leave you feeling deflated. Fellas, if you want to see a woman swoon at the thought of you, you have to make a plan. A plan of action could set you apart from the boring guys who throw the, I don't know, what do you want to do? It doesn't have to be a massive plan with a lot of money used either. It could be as simple as a walk in the park with a picnic or some little snacks. But the thought behind it will get you all of those bonus points that you need. So here are some date ideas. The picnic in the park. Simple afternoon, a blanket, some snacks from the shop, if the weather is nice, of course. Get to know your lady with a calm environment around you. Very sweet. Or the evening meal. Whether it be a fancy restaurant or just your local Nando's, make those reservations and let her know exactly what time she needs to be ready for and where you are going. Trust me, she will be happy. An activity. Finding a hobby that you have in common is a great date idea. Maybe it's a hike, or maybe you both like a certain sport. Buy some tickets to the next match and take her with you. Humor. If you have a good sense of humor, then you can entertain a woman and keep that conversation flowing. Being able to have a laugh with someone and not take everything too seriously is not only a great characteristic to have in general, but it is incredibly attractive to the girls, as it shows that you are not afraid to just let loose and have fun. And it's a real bummer if you have to stop mid-conversation to explain a joke and then feel that awkward tension if they don't find it funny. Confidence. I found that confidence is talked about a lot throughout dating advice online, and for some, it can be a lot harder than just pretending to be confident. How do you pretend to be confident without running the risk of coming across as cocky? I've broken it down a bit more for you, so hopefully you can incorporate the advice in your daily life much better and learn to become more confident with yourself over time. Body language. Lift your head and relax your shoulders back when you walk into a room. It will give off the impression that you are comfortable in your body and you are walking with purpose. If you walk around looking at the floor and avoiding eye contact, people are going to assume that you don't want to engage in conversation or that you are a little bit awkward. Hygiene. Showering daily and using good products to look after your skin and hygiene will not only give you a glow about yourself and your skin, but will also help you embrace your body and encourage confidence the more you look after yourself. Take care of those teeth as well. Oral hygiene is so important and no one likes bad breath. We only have one body, so it's best to take care of it while we can. Grooming. From a fresh trim every 6 weeks to a manicure now and then. Grooming yourself should not feel awkward or embarrassing to you. It's not girly to want to look after your appearance. And the more that you like what you see in the mirror, the more you will feel good about yourself. So get those eyebrows shaped and maintained if you want to feel good. Communication. If you are able to communicate clearly with people about what you want and how you want to be treated, it removes uncertainty and prevents people from mistreating you or invalidating your feelings. Intelligence. As much as we all like to have a laugh and a joke when we get to know someone, a relationship must be built with a good foundation of common interests and intelligence. Nobody is saying you have to be like Einstein and recite the periodic table, but having conversations with depth to them is important, as it will help the relationship to blossom and grow. Being open-minded to new topics and wanting to learn new things about your partner and their interests shows a willingness, and that is attractive to the ladies. Sometimes the stereotype of men who think things should be their way or no way is a huge turn-off. Listen. Now our ears have been a vital part of our everyday lives since birth, so you think by the time men reach the age that they start dating, their listening skills would be at least a standard. But surprisingly, some men just don't know how to listen and take in what they are being told. It's a very frustrating thing to come face to face with, and all women around the world have been there at least once. So when you are in a conversation with a woman and you are asking her all of these questions and you are trying to get to know her better, it's very important that you actively listen to her answers, and you need to make some just little small mental notes for future references. For example, if she tells you her favorite flowers, then you need to make a note of that, and then you can surprise her with a bunch at any time, and I guarantee you fellas that she will be eating out the palm of your hand. It really is that simple. There you have it, a few simple but very effective ways to catch the eye of the lady of your dreams and keep her interested past the first date. Although the minimum effort is needed to take these tips on board and use them throughout your dating life, please don't think that these are the only characteristics you need to do to bag the babe and then never make an effort again. A relationship works when both parties put the effort in from the start and continue to do so as you grow together. And ladies, if there are some things that you look out for when joining the dating scene that we did not list in this video, please do let us know. I am sure that men would love all of the help that they can get, because nobody likes to go home alone at the end of the night now, do we?